The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Welcome back, it's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan. It's coming up to 9:30. Now, last week, RTE launched its Her Story project, which celebrates some of Ireland's greatest female trailblazers. Over the next few weeks, audiences young and old can learn about these change makers in various ways. There's a 6-part documentary series which starts tonight on RTE One Television, a podcast series, and an exhibition at EPIC, the Irish Emigration Museum. And there's more. RTE Junior invited school children all over the country to nominate their heroine. 6 will feature in an animation series, while the other 6 have their image illuminated, projected onto the GPO, including that of Una Waters, who was lit up over the last weekend. Her niece, Sheila Smith, is on the line. Good morning to you, Sheila.
Good morning to you, Oliver.
So tell us about your aunt, Una Waters.
Certainly, yeah. Well, she was one of 5 children. She was my mother's sister. Mom is still alive. She was born in 1921, but Una herself was born in 1918.
Yes.
And they all lived in Cappa in Finglas on a farm there. So at a young age, with the encouragement of her cousin, Sean O'Sullivan, himself an artist and portrait painter, she took up drawing and painting. And she went on after school in the Holy Faith Convent in Glasnevin there to the National College of Art and Design.
And she was there, a brilliant, brilliant artist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Her range is stunning. She went from portrait painting to scenes in streets to still life. You know, the range is fantastic. She did a number of her own portraits as well, presumably to practice for doing portraits of other people. So,
And she was an artist of note. I mean, she won awards along the way and she was recognised somewhat.
That's correct, yeah. She had a design which won an award for a commemoration badge, commemorating the 1966 celebrations of the 1916 Rising.
So what kind of painting did she paint? I mean, what was her style, can you describe to us?
Well, it varied. We have gone out, myself and Mary Morrissey, an author, to look for her works, and we have come across so many different paintings that we didn't even realise were there. People have responded to an article that Mary did in the Irish Times,
yes,
and come back to us with images that they own, that Una painted, and we're hoping to get them all together, Oliver, to have an exhibition.
Yeah, but it was Cubist-style paint artworks, I suppose, wasn't it? But not surrealist.
Not surrealist. Very much, of the moment, looking at scenes, say, for an example, a beautiful streetscape in Finglas with children running around, women pushing a pram and talking to each other. A bit of a Lowry in there, that type of thing, that busy street scene, all the shops. This would have been the new suburb of Finglas.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating to her because up to then that would have all been, you know, green belt farmland, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden these suburbs were coming out and being built up. So, as I say, she did portraits, she did still life, we're just coming across such a beautiful range of different paintings.
Before we come back to the paintings that are lost and you're going in search of them,
yes,
where can we see her Una Waters' work today?
Well, unfortunately, there are very few, Oliver.
Okay.
She worked in the libraries, so there's one in Phibsborough Library. It's a very lovely one. It's called the Four Masters.
Yeah.
And then there's another in Navan Library, just by coincidence. I think it was given to the library by the O'Higgins family, I think. But that's also there in the Navan Library. And then the Hugh Lane Gallery also own one of her paintings in their collection. But other than that, they're all in private.
Yeah, and the Hugh Lane Gallery, of course, adds that prestige to Una Waters and who she was and her life and the legacy that she left in terms of artwork.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
So how do we track down and how have you gone about searching for these lost Una Waters paintings?
Well, this article that Mary wrote, it was called In Search of Una Waters and Her Lost Paintings, got a terrific response. So the people who had the paintings more or less knew the Waters family because, unfortunately, in one way, Eugene gave them all away when Una died. So they would have had a connection with the family and Eugene would have known the people he gave the paintings to. So if you have one, it's probably going to have UW, which is how she signed her paintings, either in the bottom right, more likely, or sometimes the bottom left of her paintings. Sometimes she signed them on the reverse.
And sometimes she's even disguised, because I noticed one of the paintings where there's kind of a drain on the pathway. I think it's one of the ones you're talking about in Finglas.
Oh, yes.
One looks like a storm drain, but it's also UW. It's her initials.
Oh, right,
initials.
Okay.
It's very cleverly done.
I'll have to look out for that, Oliver.
And if somebody does have, I mean, someone might have something on their wall right now.
Absolutely,
looking at it.
Yeah. I'm not even maybe realise, you know.
So what kind of style or what sort of, you know, image would she have painted that someone can kind of like guess that it might be in Una Waters?
Well, her, I have a list of her old catalogue that the 37 paintings were got together to have an exhibition, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, the range is just great. It's Girl in the Sand, Man Writing, The Flute Player, The Game of Chess. Now, a lot of those we have, but, you know, others we don't.
And
so,
how did they end up so scattered around the place?
Well, Eugene gave them away when she died, more or less.
This is her husband?
Yeah, that's her husband, yeah.
And when she died, did she know how much of an icon in terms of art in this country that she was?
Well, not at all, no. A woman born when she was in 1918 and doing her artwork in the 50s and 60s, you know, I believe would have got very little recognition. It was harder because she was a woman. You know,
yes.
We have to look at other artists like Mary Swansea and that, and they just, you know, for the quality of the work that they did and the output they had, they just didn't get the recognition, you know.
They had to play second
fiddle. It was more male-dominated, I suppose. But not at all, no. I don't believe she did have listings in the Oireachtas shows and that, but I don't believe she ever sold a huge number,
yeah.
You know.
But this is what the Her Story project, I suppose, is trying to write now, isn't it? And
exactly,
it started on St. Bridget's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to run until International Women's Day, I think, in the middle of next month.
Yeah.
And Una Waters. And where could, I mean, is there somewhere we can see her paintings right now? I mean, you say Phibsborough Branch Library.
Yeah, the other one was Navan. Yeah, this is why we're trying to get our exhibition together. If anybody's out there who could help us, Mary and I have no knowledge or how to put an exhibition together, but we do know where at least 50 or 60 of her works are. Between
as
my
many
family,
as that.
Between the watercolours we got down in Ballinasloe.
So if we can find the UW on the bottom of those paintings, and what do people do if they want to get in touch with you to
give my email address or
sure.
Mary Morrissey.
We'll put those details on the website.
That'll be great.
Listen, Sheila, the best of luck with the search, with the hunt.
Okay.
And it's great to have Una Waters' name out there. Her Story, that project, that documentary starts tonight on RTE1. I watched it last night. A very entertaining story about a pilot, Lady Mary Heath, who flies from Cape Town to London. An amazing story in an open cockpit, barely high enough to get over the mountain ranges, and somehow ends up wearing a leopard skin coat at the end of it. It's a very entertaining story. That's on RTE1 tonight. But we'll be talking wrestling after the break.